The White House offers more help with foreclosures.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The Obama administration has just announced a new plan to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. Now, it would not keep homeowners in their homes, but it might help them stay in the housing market. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us now live from New York. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Bill.
Treasury Secretary Geithner and Housing Secretary Sean Donovan just finished their press conference. What'd they say?
Well, they talked about the efforts so far to aid struggling homeowners. They said about 55,000 homeowners have taken advantage of government programs to modify their loans and refinance their mortgages. Clearly, though, that's not enough. There was a private company that said yesterday that foreclosures jumped more than 30% last month over a year ago. Mm-hmm. So this new part of the plan announced today would allow homeowners to sell their homes for less than the value of the mortgage and basically walk away, or they could make a deal with the lender so that they can walk without going through foreclosure. And the lenders will be enticed into this with the help of more money from the government.
So this doesn't help homeowners keep their homes just from going through foreclosure proceedings. What's the point of that?
Right. Well, one of them is to speed the process along. Foreclosures can take a long time. They can be costly for all the parties involved. Also, there's a worry on the part of the administration that as unemployment continues to tick up, as the economy gets worse, if it does, more people are going to have trouble paying their mortgages, which just drags this housing market down even further at a time when many of the other government rescue programs depend on the housing market rebounding. So this plan would let homeowners who can't pay their mortgage basically walk away but keep their credit score good and good enough to get financing for a new house.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
The government reports this morning unemployment filings rose again last week, pushed upward by Chrysler's bankruptcy. 637,000 people filed new unemployment claims last week, 5% more than a week before. And it gets worse. Chrysler told a bankruptcy court this morning it plans to eliminate a quarter of its dealers, almost 800, as part of its restructuring. General Motors is expected to close even more dealerships. A bright spot in the economy is Walmart. The global retailer reported this morning it earned $3 billion in profit last quarter, about what it made a year ago. Sony and Sanyo wish they could say the same. Those companies said this morning they each lost about $1 billion last year. Analyst Julie Neiman with Smith Moore & Company says it's not that people have stopped shopping.
Well, they are shopping, but only for necessities. You're not buying any jewelry or flat-screen TVs, and that's why you're seeing all those postponable things basically suffer. Walmart sells all the necessities, and that's where everybody is still shopping to get that in the dollar store to get the best bang for the buck here.
Wall Street's looking up. The Dow is ahead 32 points, or 0.5%, at 8,323. The NASDAQ is up sharply, 1.3%, and the S&P 500 is up 0.8%. European stocks finished modestly higher. Asian markets lost a big 3% or so. Pfizer is responding to the Times. The drug maker said this morning, if you've lost your job and health insurance, you can keep getting your Lipitor and Viagra for free for up to a year. Pfizer will give away more than 70 of its prescription drugs to the unemployed and uninsured, regardless of how much money the customer used to make in the job they no longer have.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
In good times and bad, Americans have always told themselves, this is the land of opportunity, social mobility. If you work hard, if you've got pluck and bootstraps, you can start poor and achieve the American dream. This week, we're bringing you a series called Next American Dream, and we're getting an international point of view on this. Alan Milburn is a member of the British Parliament. He advises the Prime Minister on Britain's growing gap between rich and poor. Mr. Milburn, what's the reason for that gap?
I think what's happened is that more people have been able to get onto the ladder to prosperity. But because, if you like, there's a bit of a two-tier labour market now, and at the bottom end, it's so much harder for people to get onto the ladder out of adversity, you've had a growing gap.
What are some reasons for this, the difficulty that you call it the lower tier is having?
Well, if I take something like getting a job in the professions, becoming a lawyer or a doctor or working in the media or heaven help us, becoming a politician, a lot of these professions have become more and not less socially exclusive over recent years. So we've just published some data which indicates that nowadays, to become a doctor or a lawyer, the chances are that you come from a family with far higher incomes on average than the average family. And that's a big change from certainly when I grew up. There were more people from average income families, what President Clinton once famously called the forgotten middle class, who were producing future generations of doctors and lawyers. Nowadays, it tends to be a bit more self-perpetuating, that if you're born into wealth, you keep wealth. If you're born into poverty, very often, unfortunately, you stay in poverty.
In the States, we expect social mobility to just happen in the free market. We don't have a social mobility advisor. How do you see the government role as different from what the private sector can do?
In the end, the government's job, it seems to me, in any country, is to make sure that the economy works in the interests of the majority and not the minority, and is to make sure that if people have aspirations and abilities and aptitudes, they're given the opportunity to realize their own aspirations to progress.
Member of Parliament Alan Milburn, thank you.
Pleasure.
You can participate in this Next American Dream series. Go online, marketplace.org. You'll see reporters' notebooks and audio slideshows, and you can give us your take on the Next American Dream. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 40 points at 8,324. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.